Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something a little different.
Oh.
We're going to be exploring the universe,
okay.
Quantum physics.
All right.
But we're not using a textbook or research paper.
Okay.
We're using a children's book.
That's right. We're going to be diving into, yes, A Quantum Song of Love by Chuck Metz Jr.
I like it. So is it possible?
And you might be surprised
Yeah.
by how much a children's book can offer
Okay.
into these complex
We've
topics.
explained things like quantum physics to kids
Absolutely.
and to adults who might need a refresher.
Yeah, the book uses simple language and vivid imagery to make these complex concepts understandable.
You okay?
It follows the journey of a character named Dot,
Dot.
who represents the initial spark of
So
existence.
is Dot like the Big Bang?
Not exactly the Big Bang, as scientists understand it,
Right.
but the book cleverly touches upon several creation myths,
Okay.
from the Chinese cosmic egg to the Greek concept of chaos,
Wow.
to illustrate the idea of the universe emerging from nothingness, which is a concept that modern physics grapples with as well.
So Dot is more like a symbolic representation
Precisely.
of that initial spark of creation.
And the book uses a beautiful analogy
Yeah.
of a violin to explain this.
Oh.
It talks about a song of possibility
I like that.
leads to Dot's arrival, the yes to
I
existent.
love that.
Yeah.
It's like this beautiful melody birthing the universe. But how does the book connect this to actual scientific theories?
Right.
Because the idea of something from nothing seems pretty mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling,
Yeah.
but some scientific theories suggest that the universe could have emerged from a state of vacuum energy,
Okay.
which is not truly nothing, but a state with the potential to create something.
Okay.
Think of it like a seed.
Okay.
It appears tiny and insignificant, but it holds the potential for a giant tree.
So the book is using this whimsical story to touch upon some
Exactly.
pretty profound ideas
And it doesn't stop there.
about the origins of the universe.
Once Dot arrives on the scene, she establishes
Okay.
what the book calls family rules,
Family rules.
which turn out to be the four fundamental forces of the universe.
Wait, so gravity, electromagnetism,
That's right.
and the strong and weak nuclear forces are family rules. I'm
Yes.
dying to know how the book explains those.
Well, it simplifies them in a way that makes sense for kids.
Okay.
And honestly, for anyone who wants a clear understanding without all the technical jargon,
Yeah.
gravity becomes the pulling force.
Okay.
Electromagnetism, the charge force. The strong nuclear force is the atom glue force.
Okay.
And the weak nuclear force, the dot changing force.
Okay, that's actually pretty clever. But how does it go beyond those basic definitions? I mean,
Right.
these forces govern everything in the universe, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the book, even while keeping things simple,
Yeah.
does allude to that.
Okay.
For instance, gravity is what keeps our feet on the ground and the
Right.
planets in orbit. Electromagnetism is behind everything from the light we see to the electricity that powers our homes.
Wow.
And the strong force, as the book calls it, the atom glue force, is what holds the very nucleus of atoms together. Without it, matter as we know it wouldn't exist.
Wow. So even in its simplicity, the book is conveying the sheer power and importance of these fundamental forces.
Yeah.
But what about the weak force? I remember in school, we learned about radioactive decay and all that. Is the
Yeah.
book really getting into that?
It touches upon it.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
you're right, radioactive decay might sound scary, but
Yeah.
it's a natural process.
Right.
And it plays a crucial role in things like the nuclear fusion that powers the sun. So even the dot changing force, as the book calls it,
Yeah.
is essential to life as we know it.
It's amazing how a children's book can make these complex concepts
Right.
feel so accessible
Uh-huh.
and even a little bit magical.
Yeah.
So we've covered the beginning of the universe and the fundamental forces that govern it, all through the lens of this whimsical story.
Yeah.
What else does the book explore?
Yeah.
Because I know Dot has some pretty special powers that we
Yuri.
haven't talked about yet.
Dot's journey gets even more fascinating as the book delves into the strange world of quantum mechanics.
Okay.
But before we get into Dot's quantum adventures,
Yeah?
let's take a moment to unpack some of the key takeaways
Yes, I think that would be helpful.
from what we've discussed so far.
Because we've covered a lot of ground from creation myths to fundamental forces.
Yeah.
What stands out to you as the most important message so far?
What strikes me is how the book manages to bridge the gap
Yeah.
between ancient creation myths and modern scientific understanding.
Okay.
It shows us that humans have always been fascinated
Right.
by the question of where we come from.
Yeah.
And while the answers have evolved over time,
Right.
that core curiosity remains the same.
That's a great point. It's like this book is a conversation across centuries.
Right.
Connecting those ancient stories to the latest scientific discoveries.
Yeah.
It's like showing that science and storytelling aren't so different after all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's this idea of the fundamental forces as family rules.
Right.
Which I think is brilliant.
Yeah.
It takes these abstract concepts and makes them relatable.
Right.
Almost like the laws that govern a family or a society.
And it highlights that these forces aren't just some abstract scientific idea.
Right.
They're the very fabric of our reality.
Precisely.
Yeah.
They influence everything around us, from the smallest atom to the largest galaxy.
Speaking of the smallest atom, this is where things get really interesting.
Right.
Because now we're entering the realm of quantum mechanics.
Yes.
And I have to admit, even the phrase quantum mechanics makes my head spin a little.
I understand.
But I'm curious, how does the book handle this?
Yeah.
Because I know Dot has some pretty special powers.
Right.
That seem to defy the laws of physics as we know them.
Well, the book doesn't shy away from the weirdness of quantum mechanics.
Okay.
In fact, it embraces it.
Oh, wow.
Dot's powers, as you call them,
yeah,
are actually representations of real quantum phenomena.
Oh.
For example, she can be in two places at once.
Oh, okay.
Which is a nod to the concept of superposition.
Okay, so that's not just a fictional gimmick.
No.
There's actual science behind that.
Yeah.
Could you explain superposition a bit more?
Sure.
Because I remember hearing about it, but I never quite grasped it.
It's a bit counterintuitive.
Okay.
But in the quantum world,
yeah,
particles can exist in multiple states at the same time.
Wow.
It's only when we observe them,
okay,
that they choose one state.
So it's almost like the act of observation is what solidifies reality.
It is.
That's kind of mind-blowing.
And the book touches upon this as well through Dot's other powers, like her ability to communicate instantly.
Okay.
Across vast distances.
Yeah.
Which is related to the concept of quantum entanglement.
Wait, so are you saying that particles can actually be linked together?
Yes.
In a way that allows them to communicate instantly?
That's right.
Even if they're light years apart?
Yes.
Is that even possible?
It is. And it's one of the most bizarre and fascinating aspects of quantum mechanics.
Wow.
It challenges our understanding of space and time.
Yeah.
Imagine two particles linked together no matter how far apart they are.
Right.
If you change the state of one, the other changes instantly.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. It's like something out of science fiction.
Right.
But it's real.
Exactly.
Wow.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the strangeness of quantum mechanics.
Oh, okay.
The book also explores things like quantum tunneling,
yeah,
the uncertainty principle, and even quantum teleportation.
Okay, hold on. Quantum teleportation, like beaming something up like in Star Trek.
Well, not quite like in Star Trek.
Okay.
But the book uses that imagery to explain the concept of quantum teleportation, which is the transfer of quantum information, not matter, from one location to another.
So it's not about transporting physical objects, but information.
That's right.
But how is that even possible?
It involves using entangled particles.
Oh, okay.
Remember how they're linked?
Right.
By manipulating those entangled particles.
Yeah.
It's possible to transfer information from one location to another without any physical movement.
Oh.
It's a complicated process, but it has been demonstrated in experiments.
It's just incredible to think that these things are actually happening.
I know. It's fascinating.
In the quantum world. So the book is using Dot's powers to introduce these complex quantum concepts.
That's right.
In a way that even kids can grasp.
It's a brilliant way to spark curiosity and wonder about the quantum world.
So we've gone from the creation of the universe.
Right.
To the fundamental forces that govern it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've entered the strange world of quantum mechanics.
Yes.
I'm sensing a theme here. Mm-hmm. Like the book is building upon these ideas layer by layer.
You're absolutely right. The book isn't just presenting these concepts in isolation.
Right.
It's weaving them together into a narrative that reflects the interconnectedness of everything in the universe.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I know the book goes on to describe how Dot creates stars and galaxies.
Yes.
Planets and eventually life itself.
It's a beautiful story.
It's almost like this grand cosmic symphony.
Exactly. And this part of the book highlights the incredible timescales involved in the evolution of the universe.
Okay.
From the Big Bang to the formation of stars and galaxies.
Right.
It's a process that takes billions of years.
Billions of years. It's hard to even wrap your head around that.
It is.
But I'm curious, how does the book connect Dot's journey to the actual scientific understanding
right
of how stars and planets form?
Well, It doesn't go into the nitty-gritty details of astrophysics,
okay,
but it uses beautiful imagery to convey the basic concepts.
Okay.
For instance, it talks about how gravity pulls matter together to form stars, and how those stars, through nuclear fusion, create the elements that make up everything around us.
So it's connecting dots creation with the scientific processes that we
yes.
know
exactly
led to the formation of the universe as we see it today.
And it emphasizes that we are all made of stardust, literally.
Oh, wow.
The atoms in our bodies were forged in the hearts of stars that lived and died billions of years ago.
That's such a beautiful and humbling thought.
It is.
We're not just observers of the universe.
Right.
Yes. We're part of it.
And the book takes this idea of interconnectedness even further.
Okay.
It suggests that dot's essence, that initial spark of creation,
yeah,
is present in every living thing, from the smallest single-celled organism to us humans.
So it's like this invisible thread connecting us all the way back
to the beginning of
the universe. And it's this interconnectedness that the book celebrates.
Okay.
But it doesn't shy away from the challenges we face.
Right.
In fact, it ties this grand cosmic narrative
to the very real issues of environmental stewardship and sustainability.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So how does a children's book about quantum physics and the creation of the universe
right.
connect to something like environmentalism?
Well, the book emphasizes the importance of caring for Dot's creation.
Okay.
It suggests that loving and respecting the Earth and all its inhabitants is a way of honoring that initial yes to existence.
So the book is basically saying that understanding our place in the universe
mm-hmm.
should make us more responsible caretakers of our planet.
Exactly. It's like the book is drawing a line from the Big Bang to the present day, showing that it's all connected.
Right.
Dot's yes mm-hmm. to existence is something we need to affirm every day.
Right.
Through our actions, our choices, and how we treat each other and the world around us.
That's a really powerful message, mm-hmm. especially for a children's book.
It is.
It's not just teaching about science.
Yeah.
It's encouraging a sense of wonder and responsibility.
And it does so in a way that feels hopeful and empowering.
Right.
It's not about guilt or fear. Yeah.
It's about recognizing the incredible gift of existence.
Right.
And understanding that we have a role to play in preserving it.
I think that's what struck me most about this book.
Yeah.
It's not just a fun story.
Right.
It's an invitation to see the world, even ourselves, differently.
It is.
Like, after reading this, you can't help but look up at the stars.
I agree.
And feel a deeper connection to everything around you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's the power of combining science and storytelling.
Yeah.
When you can engage both the head and the heart,
right,
you create a much more profound and lasting impact.
It's, like you said earlier, the book is a conversation across centuries.
Mm.
It's connecting those ancient myths and that human desire to understand our place in the universe
yeah.
with the latest scientific discoveries.
Right.
And in doing so, it's offering a new way of thinking about our responsibility to the planet.
Precisely. And it's doing so in a way that's accessible to everyone,
yeah.
regardless of their age or scientific background. I have to admit, I was a bit skeptical when we first started talking about exploring the universe through a children's book.
Oh, really?
But this has been such an eye-opening experience.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much depth and wisdom can be found in something that's seemingly simple.
I'm glad you feel that way. And I think it speaks to the power of children's literature.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the most profound truths are best expressed in the simplest terms.
So for our listeners who are curious about exploring these big ideas,
right.
the origins of the universe,
mm-hmm.
quantum mechanics, and even environmentalism,
mm-hmm.
would you recommend this book as a starting point?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful way to introduce these concepts in a way that's engaging, thought-provoking, and even a little bit magical.
Yeah.
It's a book that can spark curiosity and wonder in people of all ages.
And it's a great reminder that learning about science doesn't have to be dry or intimidating.
No, not at all.
It can be a fun and even transformative experience.
Exactly. It's about cultivating that sense of awe and wonder that we all had as children. That feeling of being amazed by the world around us.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
From the Big Bang to the interconnectedness of all things.
We have.
But if there's one key takeaway that you'd like our listeners to remember from this deep dive.
Okay.
What would it be?
I think the most important message is that we are all part of something much bigger than ourselves.
Okay.
We are connected to the universe in ways we are only beginning to understand.
Right.
And that realization should fill us with both humility and a sense of responsibility
mm-hmm.
to care for this incredible gift of existence.
Beautifully put. So to our listeners, if you're looking for a unique and inspiring way
yeah.
to explore the mysteries of the universe and our place in it, I highly recommend checking out Yes, A Quantum Song of Love.
It's a great book.
It might just change the way you see the world.
And remember, the universe is full of wonder.
Yes.
Keep exploring. Keep asking questions.
Yeah.
And never lose that childlike sense of curiosity.
That's a perfect note to end on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, keep exploring.